It's Brian and Trisha, and it's time for the morning conversation. Do you leave your Christmas lights on all the time? Now, this could be inside or outside.
And it could be different. They may not. You may not leave them both on at the same amount of time.
Yeah, for me, we leave our Christmas lights on during the day, but turn them off at night before we go to bed.
You talking about the ones outside?
No, I'm sorry, Christmas tree lights. The tree lights. And then the ones outside, we turn off before bedtime.
Okay. So basically on at dark, off at bedtime.
Yeah.
Are they on a timer or are you physically plugging
physically,
in and plugging?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, whose job is it to do that?
Gary and the girls.
Okay.
They are on it. I mean, they say, okay, somebody's got to do that, whatever. They've got it worked out. So I don't get in the mix of that because they know what they're doing.
Well, and your sleep schedule is different than theirs a little bit. So you'd be like, I'm going to bed. We're unplugging these. Mom, it's 9.
Or 8.
Yeah. We were going to leave those on. No, I'm going to bed. The lights are going off. I guess I could see that. Outside lights are a nighttime thing, but we turn them off at bedtime. And inside lights, since we got brand new LEDs like 2 years ago, I think we've pretty much left the tree on 24/7.
But because that's safer than the old time lights. I say old time, but
yeah, you know. Safer.
Yeah,
it's still an electrical thing that's not a hardwired appliance.
Yeah,
it's flimsy. But I personally grew up that you turned all the lights off if you weren't physically in the
house,
in the room.
Yeah.
Because my firefighter dad said that's how you do it.
Yeah, that's what we did too.
And I don't disagree with that. But it's not a real tree. It's an artificial tree. And the lights, I check everything before it goes up. So I feel pretty safe about it. But it's probably still not okay to leave it on all the time.
Well, I like it when people leave their outside lights on all night long.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't do that, but I personally appreciate it when I am driving through the neighborhood or driving down the street, because I get up and I drive while it's still dark when I come to work. And so if I can look and see people's Christmas lights, I enjoy that. So that's at 5:30 in the morning. So if your lights are on all night, I want to say thank you. If I'm passing by your house, thank you.
Or if you just want to get up real early. You know, basically, Trisha would like to have a path of lights all the way, you know, from her house to the station.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be all about me here, but I do appreciate seeing the Christmas lights.
Well, and bus drivers that are getting out and getting ready to run their route, they
the
would like it.
And the kiddos are going out to the bus stop early in the morning. It's dark out, so leave the lights on for them so it's festive. Or set your alarm so you get up early and go turn them on. You know,
especially if you know where Trisha lives and you know where the station is, just make a little path she can enjoy herself.
There's this one house that's in my neighborhood, and they've got really pretty LED lights on on their house. And then they have an evergreen tree, a bush that's in the front of their house. And it is so pretty. They've got lights wrapped in it somehow. So it looks like a Christmas tree
on
the inside of the bush. I don't know how they did it. I want to stop by there one day when I'm, 5:30 in the morning. I'm like, could you just explain that to me real quick? But I decide not to do that because I think they're probably still sleeping.
Maybe so. All right, well, that's our morning conversation. Lights on, lights off, inside, outside. What's your rule at your house?